offense. We didn't protect the quarterback well on offense. We didn't run the ball well on offense. We didn't convert third downs. They ran the ball well against us. We held them to a bunch of field goals, but and one touchdown, obviously. They played better.
Coach, with a game of this importance, how do you justify having that type of game where really when you look at it, offensive and defensive, nothing really worked for you?
No, they outplayed us. I mean, I wish I had a better answer for you. If I had a better answer, I would have stopped it. But they clearly outplayed us at the line of scrimmage, and that's where football starts. And they played well. I give credit to them. They played well.
Coach, seven sacks, and I think three or four of them came off the defensive back coming off the corner. And
yeah.
Was there no adjustment to that, or was it just something they were doing?
Well, they timed up a couple pretty good, Kim, one or two. They timed up very well. We were actually sliding out to them once or twice. Our running back and our quarterback ran into each other one time, and that caused another one off the slot. So there was a couple miscues there, and credit them. They had a good scheme. They executed it well. But we certainly have to do better. He was healthy and ready to go, and we had some negative yardage runs. We just never, I don't think we ripped off a long run all day that I recall this second, and had a hard time getting into normal down and distance situations where you can, you know, have a little, you know, play action and you can do some different things. We were never in that. Just seemed like we were climbing uphill all day on offense.
Your offensive line made strides this week, that they regressed. Is it scheme or is it just execution?
No, I'll have to take a look. I mean, a couple times, again, they had some good blitzes designed, and, I'll have to look a little bit closer at it. But certainly some of it was execution, some of it was scheme. And, it's certainly easy to blame them. I'm not blaming them for the whole lack of offensive performance. We had opportunities to make a couple plays that we didn't make. And, you know, we just never were able to get the rhythm and the momentum going on offense. And yet, you know, it was still a two-possession game in the fourth quarter, and we still had opportunities. But, again, we just never made enough plays.
Joe, once they had early success running the ball, what did you guys do to try to steady the tide?
We overloaded the box. We pressured. We moved our line. We did all types of things. Not as successful as we would like, but we certainly didn't stay in the same defense.
Coach, was this a game where, when you look at it in the end, they just won the battle at the line of scrimmage on both sides of the football against you?
Well, that's my initial reaction as I'm standing here. Obviously, I'm going to watch the tape when I get on the plane and look closer, but I think that's fair to say right this minute.
Joe, Brian Hartline is one of your steadiest players. He might have had two drops, maybe three. What can you say about his performance today?
Yeah, I mean, you know, again, it wasn't our best day on offense. That's an understatement. And, I'll have to look closer at the tape. I mean, he's a guy that's busted his tail every single game and goes out to work every single day of practice wanting to get better and working to get better. So,
in terms of Ryan Tannehill, were there any thoughts to not put him back into the game after the injury? Did you regret putting him back in the game since Matt finished?
No, he was fine. He seemed fine. I went over personally. I talked to the medical staff. He was fine.
Share with us how you made it for them that, you know, playoffs are at stake here today.
You know, we talked about, just like we talk about every single week, we talked about being 1-0 when we left this stadium, and we talked about improvement, we talked about playing as a team, all three phases contributing to the success, just like we do every single week. And we said the results will take care of itself. All that other stuff we can talk about till we're blue in the face. But what matters is how well we execute, how well we play when the ball gets kicked off at 1 o'clock, not standings or any of that other stuff.
So did you have any idea that the team might not have been feeling right today, or was this just like the previous three games where you felt good about it?
I felt very good about our preparation. I thought our guys practiced well. We were ahead of schedule in the practices that we had planned, and I thought our attention to detail was good. Again, we have to do better. We have to do better. I have to do better. They have to. We have to do better. It wasn't good enough. Near good enough.
And what did you tell the team after the game? Was it pretty businesslike, or anybody scolding, or trying to pick up their spirits? Or?
You know, it's a team. You win as a team, and you lose as a team. And it's players and coaches working together. And obviously, it wasn't good enough. It's not acceptable. Yeah. And those are the facts. That's what I – there's no sugarcoating. But, again, there's – you know, we're all men. We all – that's what happened. I haven't spoken to him personally, no.
Anything else, guys?
Enjoy the comment on your situation right now overall, a little scoreboard watching?
We got to play a lot better next week is the situation we're in right now.